This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
The owner of Livestock Exchange, Robin Farlman, joining us on the Clearwater Products Hotline. Robin, good morning. How are we doing on this Wednesday?
Well, good morning. We're doing well. I'm talking to you from Deadwood, South Dakota at the World Livestock Auctioneer Championship.
I did not realize that was going on. How has that been?
It's just starting. We're headed off to learn a bunch of stuff. And, so it's beautiful up here. Oh, my gosh. It's gorgeous.
Yeah,
62 degrees right now.
62 degrees. It is, what did I say earlier? It was like 74 degrees at 5:30 this morning here. So, you picked a good time to get away. Robin, what is this event all about up there?
So it is the finale for the World Livestock Auctioneer Championship. So there's three qualifiers throughout the year and then the final. So there's 30 guys competing for the top position in the world.
How much fun is it to listen to these guys, you know, who are the best in the business?
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's awesome. You got to love it. You know what I mean? If you love to hear auctioneers talk, you just can't. There's nothing any better because it's the best of the best, you know? It's great.
I think that's so cool. And the first thing that hit my mind was it has to be very interesting for everyone who works the drive-through in town when a bunch of auctioneers are in town. It's got to be the fastest ordering system in the planet.
That's pretty good. I never thought about that, but I bet you're right.
Yeah, it's very good. Well, Robin, we appreciate you still joining us this morning. We'll get right to it. What are those markets looking like here on a Wednesday morning?
Absolutely. They're just a tick off on the overnights, still ending up the 366 on the feeder cattle, which is back to where we were talking about, 6 weeks ago when we fell apart, came back together.
Right.
And on the live things, 255. So, you know, all in all, it looks good. So steady. We like steady. And hopefully when they open up this morning, they'll trade no big drastic changes anywhere. That's
yeah,
what we like.
Would love to have that, Robin. And, is the sale barn going to be okay with you this week, with you out of town?
Well, you know, I got some pretty good top pans there, so I guess they're going to have to wing it.
Well, what do you got on deck this week at Livestock Exchange?
Oh, my gosh. You know, we have a combined sale, and that means all classes of cattle sell. And we do have a little bit of all classes of all livestock. Today is the day if you're looking for a burro or donkey, we got them. So keep that in mind if you're looking for some of those for the children or, you know, anyway.
I already work with one, Robin. I'm sorry.
I've never been called a burro.
I didn't say you, did I? I work with a number of people. But I was talking about Brian. So you've got burros and donkeys going?
Yes, we do. Tis the season. But we've got quite a few breads and pairs and feeder cattle as well. So you don't just have to come buy a burro. You can take a cow home.
I think that's a great slogan. You don't have to just buy a burro.
Yeah, that's right. You can buy a little bit of everything today.
I love it, Robin. How do people find out about what you got going on?
Absolutely. You know what? They can log on to our website at www.livestockexchange.org. And the great thing, gentlemen, is we have our consignment auction coming, and that is July the 18th. And we are now accepting consignments for that. So you, again, can log on to the website. You can also email us at lei@livestockexchange.org. You can follow us on Facebook. Drop us a note. However, we've got lots of ways to reach out. My mobile is 970-380-3798. Sorry, I'm just challenging parking up here.
Are you winning?
Well, you know, they don't. big pickup. Let's say that.
That's fair enough.
Yes, but anyway, we got lots going on out there, and just love to have everybody, you know, currently on the consignment auction for the 18th. We've got a couple feed trucks, couple nice stock trailers, aluminum stock trailer, living quarters trailer. We've got, we're going to have a lot of stuff. We're going to have a lot of great stuff. So, again, you can reach us by the good old ringy-dingy telephone, 970-842-5115, and just give us a shout. We're there for you.
Okay, so I'm on your website right now. Do these burros, do they have names? Because they're one of them on the consignment says loves attention. Do they have names, Robin? Do you know those names?
Some names we probably can't say on the air.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. That's a bad job from the show host to just lob that one out there knowing what animal we're talking about.
Yes, absolutely. I bet they're pretty much like a Jack and a Jenny. So we'll just keep
I like that a lot.
Robin, you said you're in Deadwood right now?
I am.
Okay. Yes. Are you up money? Are you down money? Can you feel the money leaving your pocket already?
Well, you know what? I just got in here last night and I'm headed to a meeting this morning, so I haven't even got that far yet.
Okay. All right. Well, I love it. Well, I hope you enjoy it. It's very cool that you go and do this each and every year, Robin, and get to experience this. And as always, we appreciate you taking the time, even when you're up there, to talk with us about that. Good to hear the markets are about where we were 6 weeks ago, and we're kind of steadying off. So very good news there, Robin. As always, thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely, gentlemen, and I will pull the slots for you.
All right, sounds good.
Take care, Robin.
There you go. Robin Varelman, Livestock Exchange, livestockexchange.org. Jack and Jenny, yeah, that checks out for the burros.
Well, I like that, and still I'm stuck on the auctioneers going through drive-thrus. I just think that would be awesome. That's it. Hey, yes, I would like some help. Yeah, I have a ham and cheese. Ham and cheese, give me one. No, one ham and cheese. Two. Give me three. Give me four. Five ham and cheese. What we want on the side there. We need fries. We need an onion ring. We need a wild fry. We need a fry. That's it. Drinks. Chocolate shake. One Jamocha. One strawberry. Coming around the outside. 1634. Sold at Carl's Jr.
I like that you slipped into a horse racer there as well when he said coming around the outside.
Yeah, I was going to do something else, but I got there. I was about to go into a pro wrestling match after that.
This Sunday.
Yeah, that's right.
Correct.
You'll pay for the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
Yes, that was good. That was, and Robin obviously hadn't thought of that because that tickled her funny bone as well. No, but those auctioneers, have you ever watched clips from what she's at right now with the World Auctioneer
competition? You have showed me something over the last, probably a couple years ago, but I know you have always been enthralled with this, and your mother has done it, and I mean, it's kind of a family thing that you've always been. Well, you've spent a lot of time, being raised at these sales and those kind of things that you get to know and you get to really appreciate that skill. And boy, it is. And we know that just from the amount of times we have done events.
Oh, yeah.
How an auctioneer absolutely can make or break an event.
Oh, it 1,000%. It will determine how much money you raise in your
auction. No
doubt. If you've got an auctioneer that's worth a damn. But hearing these cattle guys that are going up, and it's just absolutely insane. So that was cool talking with Robin about that. But always appreciate her time. 7:54 the time now. Let's get a quick break here. Let's get to the Daybreak Ag Report.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.